to Voice of Unwavering Confidence. My name is Omolola Ikpeida. I hope you're having a great day so far and you've started off your week on a good note. Today we're going to be talking about an interesting attribute that is described in the Beatitudes, and I'd like to share what I have been learning and what I'm still learning about this attribute. Before we dive into it, let's say a quick prayer. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for the grace and the privilege to share your word. Help me, O God, not to speak of myself, but help me to speak the words that your people need to hear and that needs to encourage one or two people out there today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So we're talking about meekness, a great attribute, and we are going to read a few Bible passages. We're going to read Matthew chapter 5, verses 5, and it says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." And then we'll read Isaiah chapter 11, verse 4. It says, "But with righteousness you shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked." And then we're going to also turn our Bibles to James chapter 3, verses 13. And we're going to learn different things from these different verses of scripture that we are reading. James. James chapter 3 verse 13. James 3:13 says, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom." So let's start from Matthew chapter 5 that we read first. It says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Now, the word meek means to be humble, and some synonyms for meekness describe being meek as also being forbearing, being unassuming, being patient, being overly submissive, being mild, being soft, being humble. But it's important to know that although the people that are meek are sometimes assumed to be docile, they are not shortchanged, because God has blessed them. And when you are blessed, like Matthew 5 says, it says, "Blessed are the meek." When God blesses you, no man can curse you. So despite the fact that you may be unassuming, you may be patient, you may be seen as overly submissive, you cannot be cursed and you cannot be shortchanged, because God is fighting for you. And that tallies right into what it says in Isaiah chapter 11 verse 4, which says that God decides with equity for the meek of the earth. So God makes sure that the meek receive justice. God makes sure that they're not cheated in any form, in any way. And another attribute that closely associates with meekness is wisdom. You would notice that people that are wise are not usually trying to show power, or they're not trying to be proud. They are usually gentle. They're usually soft-spoken. They're usually very thoughtful. They think about their words. They think about situations before they contribute. And that's backed up by James 3:13, which says, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom." So wisdom in of itself is described as meek. And it is described that people who are wise do their things with a humble spirit. Now, a lot of us struggle with being humble, and humility and meekness, can play out in so many different areas of our lives, in marriage, in our places of work, in our places of worship, even in our relationships with our parents, with our friends, in pretty much everywhere we can think of finding ourselves, we need this attribute. When it comes to the workplace, and even in sharing the gospel, we need to be meek, because at times when people bring opinions and values that contradict ours, it's very easy for us to want to strongly counter it. But we have to know how to do this with a meek and gentle spirit, because that is what the Bible advises us to do. Also, when it comes to marriage, being submissive as a woman, being submissive to your husband as the Bible has commanded, requires you to do this with a meek and gentle spirit. Now, that's not something that comes naturally to a lot of us. A lot of us have struggles with being meek in our homes, and some people struggle with being meek in their place of work. In their relationships, they're always trying to lord their opinions or the way they see things over others. But it's important that even when we're trying to pass a message across, even when we're trying to prove a point, we have to watch the way in which we do it. We have to watch to make sure that when we're preaching the gospel, when we're defending our values at work, when we are passing on our message or our point of view to our spouses or our friends or to our parents, that we're doing it with a calm and with a gentle spirit. This is an attribute that God, in the person of Jesus Christ himself, displayed during his time on earth. When he preached, when he was countered, he was never outraged or displayed his wealth of knowledge in an aggressive manner, but he was wise in his dealings, and in the way he conducted himself, he displayed undiluted and pure meekness. Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus, for your word today. Thank you for this great attribute that you have so graciously modeled in your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray, God, that you help us to be meek, that you help us to be humble. Father, take away every spirit of pride from us. A lot of times, we do not even know that we are prideful. We do things spitefully, knowingly and unknowingly, all in the name of displaying wisdom. But Lord, help us to be meek in our dealings. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening in on today's episode of Voice of Unwavering Confidence. I hope you've learned a thing or two. Please find time and also meditate on this scripture. Make sure you try to portray these attributes in everything that you do, not in a hypocritical way, but in a way that truly models the person of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Bye.